Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. Today, join us as we take a trip out west to the beautiful city of Wheaton. Hang out with us, and we'll show you why Wheaton should be your hometown. Sponsored by McDonald's.
Let's talk to the mayor of Wheaton, Phil Cease. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. And my first question to you, I know you were in the field of investments and financials for about 40 years. How does that compare to being the mayor of a town like Wheaton?
It's much more fun being the mayor.
Yeah, I can imagine. You have been there for quite a while with your family. Why did you end up in Wheaton?
Well, I actually grew up in Riverside, and it was really work that brought me to Wheaton. I was working out on the East Coast, and I was moving back to Chicago. And I actually looked down the various train lines in Chicago because I wanted to be walking distance to the train to go downtown. And that's how I ended up in Wheaton, because I found a home that was walking distance to the train.
But you were a Northwestern guy and also Loyola, right?
Yes, yes.
Tell me a little bit about what's new in Wheaton. What's going on? What's on your desk these days?
Well, the big thing in Wheaton is over the last several years, we've rebuilt our downtown and, torn up the roads, replaced the infrastructure. And the whole focus of that program was to make the town, or the downtown in particular, more pedestrian friendly, wider sidewalks, more trees, places to gather and sit. And it's worked out extremely well in that we're giving our residents a reason to come to downtown Wheaton. Mm-hmm. And this program has been completed for a couple of years, and the feedback from it's been tremendous. We've had new businesses come into town, be they restaurants, retail, services. We've had people come in and renovate the properties in the downtown area and run their businesses out of those properties. So it's really resulted in Wheaton, pretty much the downtown, becoming a gathering space for the community.
We've talked to people here from the Chicago Loop Alliance and the Michigan Avenue Association about more activity on the sidewalks in the nice weather, more of that outdoor cafe scene that you see in other cities and also the European capitals, because that just helps business everywhere, doesn't it? What do you think the city of Chicago can learn from what's been successful for you in Wheaton and what you're trying to do?
Well, I think it's the same thing. I mean, how do you make these neighborhood areas more pedestrian friendly, more walkable, conducive to bikes, things along those lines? Mm-hmm. One of the key things in what we did is we have our sidewalks, and we've broadened that a little bit more to call what we call amenity zones, which is like a brick paver kind of approach with trees, things along those lines. But what it does, it widens the sidewalk so you can have the outdoor cafes, you can have the people outside, sitting down, things along those lines. So anything it can do to make things more pedestrian friendly, I think, is a big plus.
Yeah, that definitely helps the businesses inside the buildings. What are some Wheaton landmarks that you would recommend to visitors?
Well, the thing that we really promote in the summer is our tents on Hale Street, where we close down a section of our street. We put up two big tents, and we're fortunate enough we can close off the road, but we're even more fortunate that along Hale Street there are seven or eight restaurants that can serve outdoor dining under the tents. So that starts May 3rd, and that's something that, you know, came out of COVID and helping the restaurants maintain their businesses, and we've maintained that, and it's a great success. If the weather's nice, the tents are full every night of the week. The other thing that we call attention to is our French market on Saturdays. We built what we call a pavilion in downtown Wheaton to host the French market. And this is a relationship we've had with Bezoden going back 24 years. And people really come out to the French market every Saturday morning, particularly the young families. You know, you hear the stories with the young families and the young children want to go to the French market to get their donos or donuts. So it's fun to watch.
My spies tell me that in spite of the fact that you're in an area where there are many White Sox fans, you're all about the Cubs, aren't you?
That's correct. I think that's a shared interest, is it not?
Well, you know, a lot of us grew up with the disease, as we would refer to it a lot before they finally won the World Series. But do you get out to the ballpark a lot?
Yes, I try to get out there, you know, 10, 12 times a year or so. I enjoy it.
Let's play two.
It's the mayor of Wheaton, Phil Cease. Good talking to you, and we look forward to visiting your town, Wheaton, your hometown today.
Well, thank you very much, and please do come out and visit. It's a great place, particularly when the weather's nice.
Go Cubs.
Get your hometown content and submit your suggestions at WGNradio.com/your hometown. Brought to you by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities.